You've got it tuned to KEXP at 90.3 FM here in Seattle, Washington, and worldwide streaming at kexp.org. My name is Abby, and I'm so excited to have Chelsea Wolf here in studio at KEXP. You are in for a special treat. Chelsea, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. And what will your first song be?
It's called The Culling.
You in my dreams.
got it tuned to 90.3 FM KEXP. Chelsea Wolf live in the studios. You've got it tuned to 90.3 FM KEXP here in Seattle, Washington, and worldwide streaming at kexp.org. You are here live in the KEXP studios with Chelsea Wolf. So excited to have you here. And she is going to be playing tonight at the Nordic Heritage Museum for the grand opening. So excited. The lineup is amazing. Mammoet is playing, Miko Jonsu, and Baby in Vain. And festivities last all weekend long. And great to have you back here in KEXP. I saw you recently at the Showbox last October and was so excited that you came back. And I'm just excited to hear new songs from your record. His Span is beautiful, and I was just curious. I saw you recorded it in Salem, Massachusetts, and I was wondering what was the reasoning or decision behind that.
Most of it was the studio. Ben and I did some work with Kurt Ballou from Converge last year or the year before with. During a project called Blood Moon, and we spent some time at Kurt's studio and God City in Salem, and I kind of just fell in love with the space, and I already had a ton of friends there, so I felt like it was kind of the right fit. Also, this was a very drum heavy record. It was my first record back reunited with Jess, my good friend from many years ago, and I knew that I wanted the drums to be well taken care of, and I knew that Kurt could do that, so a lot of it was just kind of like things coming together that really made sense.
Yeah. That's awesome. What about the space kind of inspired you, or like what brought your friendship back for this record?
Oh, well, those are two kind of separate things. So I'll maybe start with the space.
Yeah.
The studio has like three levels. There's like this basement dungeon drum room, which I really like. And then there's the middle space, which is like the main studio where you do guitars and everything. It's like this comforting space with all the gear. And then upstairs, there's like the apartment where you actually stay. And that's kind of how I work at home. Like I like to live and work in the same place so that I can just get up at 3 a.m. and walk into my little home studio if I need to, or if I have an idea or I need to work on something. So I kind of liked that about that studio as well. And yeah, I really feel a good connection with Salem just because of the people there. And so I just, again, I felt like it was the right fit. With Jess, I recently moved back to Northern California. I guess it was almost a couple years ago at this point. And Jess and I had a band together called Red Host in Sacramento many years ago. And she really taught me a lot about music, about being in a band, and about how to be like a confident front person. And, you know, she's kind of like my OG drummer as well. So we didn't speak for a number of years when we were both kind of doing our own thing. And then when we reunited, it was like really obvious that our musical chemistry was back just as strong as our friendship. So we kind of just started writing songs together naturally. And we were kind of, again, I said this last time I was in the studio too, I always do this, like I start a side project and then I just realize that it should just be this project so that we can actually tour on it and, you know, share the songs with the world. So, yeah.
And what I love about this record is I feel very connected to it as well. Like it kind of brings you to this vulnerable place, and probably in that space it was nice to do it in a home setting and feel vulnerable. And just some of these tracks like 16 Psyche and Spun, I'm just like, oh, like I feel like a lot of people need this connection.
That's cool.
To that, and I really enjoyed that about the record. And thanks. I was just wondering, what other ways do you try and connect some of yourself to this music? Do you want to make it for like other people, or do you kind of start with yourself and move out?
With this specific record, a lot of it was more personal, and it was about like kind of reconnecting with my past, with people from my past, with experiences from my past, and just kind of like putting a lot of that into the songs. I don't always put a lot of my personal stories into the songs, and I'm also not always open to like talking about it, but
yeah.
I did definitely put a lot of myself and a lot of the things that I'd gone through, my friends had gone through, my family has gone through into these songs, and it was kind of my way of like finally dealing with a lot of stuff. And also just kind of like you said, trying to relate with a lot of people. Cause you know, a song like 16 Psyche is about just being in my early 20s and trying to figure out what I wanted in relationships and love and, you know, kind of finding like escapism in all the wrong places. And, but you know, there's nothing wrong with that either. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to like be honest about my own experience as a woman and, you know, as a 20-something and an early 30-something and stuff, and put a lot of that into the song, so, yeah.
Yeah, thank you for that. I'm in my 20s, and I needed that song, and when I heard
That's
it,
right.
I'm like, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. And cool. Also, I just love all the elements that you just do in your music all the time. I really like that it can't be categorized. I really appreciate that. And I was reading somewhere that you kind of did some field recording in this record as well, where they're like, could you elaborate on that and maybe other techniques that you wanted to delve in with this record?
Yeah, for sure. And I think a lot of the fact that my music can't be categorized has to do with the people I collaborate with. One of the main persons being Ben Chisholm. I've worked with him for a long time, and he kind of taught me about doing field recordings. Like he was just kind of taking sound samples. So I started doing that just when we were on the road or whatever. For this record, I think when we were practicing one time, like, I don't know, we were just recording outside sounds and like a motorcycle drove by and then like a coyote was howling, and somehow he managed to like twist that and morph it into the beat that was on the breakdown and the calling, that first song that we just played. Also, one of his friends sent him like this sound sample of a tractor scraping the concrete floor at a recycling factory, and that became the song Scrape. So sometimes we hear these rhythms and things, and you know, Ben will kind of like twist them around and make it into like a cool beat that becomes the bass of a song.
I love that. Do you have a favorite like sample that you feel very connected to?
I think Scrape is actually my favorite from this record, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And Yeah, and then you're playing tonight at the Nordic Heritage Museum. Was it kind of just like a little separate trip or just kind of a long tour? Or?
Yeah, we actually just got off of about 5 weeks on tour with the band Ministry opening for them, which was really
That's
fun.
So cool.
And it was a cool experience. We wanted to like open for someone else for a while and learn some new things, you know?
Yeah.
And then I had gotten asked to do this kind of along the way. So it was just a little addition. And I guess they heard that I had some Norwegian and Swedish heritage, so they figured it like it fit in with the grand reopening of their museum. So I think that'll be really fun. I've actually been wanting to go there for a long time, so that'll be really cool.
Perfect. Because are you, if I read the website right, are you going to Denmark after this as well?
Yeah, our next show is Roskilde, which is around Copenhagen, so yeah.
Awesome, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And then you have a couple more songs for us?
Yeah, we're going to play 16 Psyche and Spun.
Awesome. You're listening to Chelsea Wolfe live in the studios here at KEXP 90.3 FM and worldwide streaming at kexp.org.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
You're listening to Chelsea Wolf live here in the KEXP studios on 90.3 FM. And thank you so much, Chelsea, for coming. That was amazing.
Thanks for having us. It was fun.
I had lots of fun. Thank you so much. And you can catch Chelsea Wolf tonight. She's playing a sold-out show at the grand opening of the Nordic Heritage Museum tonight, along with Mammoet, Mickey Jonesu, and Baby in Vain. And the festivities for the grand opening run all weekend long. And thank you again for coming in. And you've got it tuned to Where the Music Matters on KEXP 90.3 FM and worldwide at kexp.org. My name is Abby, and I have a lot more music coming your way.